Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now starting Bezos Hashem the Gemara Daf Amadavar Amad Aleph. Before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to speak a little bit about the Kol of a Shever. We find before in Taisis and the Gemara Amad Beis, that Taisis says the following Chiddush. That one should not be marech b'shever k'shir gemol k'ches. Because if one is marech b'shever k'shir gemol k'ches, then the shever will no longer be considered a chua, but rather the shever will be considered a tzkiah. From Tosfos Bechira one sees that the kol of a shever is the exact same kol as a tzkiah. Just a shever happens to be shorter than a tzkiah. And for that reason, if one is marech b'shever, the shever will turn into a tzkiah, because then there's nothing to differentiate between a shever and a tzkiah. The only differentiation between a shever and a tzkiah is as far as the length of the kol. That is a chira, what one sees in Tosfos. On the other hand, the Ramban, in his drashas for Rosh Hashanah, argues on Tosfos. The Ramban says that there is nothing wrong with being marech b'shever, as the Ramban says that there is a difference between a shever and a tkiah not only as far as the length of the kol, but as far as the actual kol, there is also a difference between a shever and a tkiah. As the Ramban says, shezeh kol pashet soifei ketchilasei. The sound of a tkiah is a kol pashet. The sound of a shever is kol shavar ke'ein hamialo. As the Ramban ends off, shehefresh v'avdoa shebeinehem, between tkiah and shever, is bedimyin hakol, loy begaidam ktanim. In other words, the difference between a shever and a tkiah is not as far as how long the kol is, but rather the difference is as far as the actual kol is concerned. That a kol tkiah is a kol pashat, a kol of a shever is a kol shavur. And so too, one sees in the shita of the riva and the rivam that Tosfos brings down before, that the Yuvah and Yuvah both hold that the shear of what we call Trua is Gimel Keiches. And as this Fasemis explains, that the Yuvah and Yuvah Shita is that the sound of a Shever and the sound of a Trua have exactly the same shear. Both the shear of a Shever and the shear of a Trua, both are a shear of Gimel Keiches. And so too, one sees in the Magen Avraham and Siman Tav Kof Tzadi, Sivkatan Gimel, and in the Bach, that the Mechaber says, V'tzorech l'harech b'tkia shal tashrat, k'shir yud beis tumitzin, which means to say that the shir of Shvarim Trua itself is a shir of yud beis tumitzin, which is a shir of yud beis keiches, and therefore tkia, which is k'trua, has the same shir of yud beis tumitzin. The Magen Avraham and Bach both say that there's a Tov Seifim in the Mechaber, and really the Shir is Yud Ches Tumitin, which is Yud Ches Keiches, based on the Shita of the Yuvam Yuvam, that the Shir Trua is Tes Keiches, and so too the Shir Shvarim is Tes Keiches, so together the Shir Shvarim Trua is Yud Ches Keiches, and therefore Shir Tkiah Ketrua is also Yud Ches Keiches. So here from the Magen Avraham and Bach one sees that just like the Shir Trua, according to Yuvam Yuvam, is Gimel Keiches, altogether Tes Keiches, so too the Shir Shvarim is Gimel Keiches as well. The obvious kasha is, if the Shir Trua is Gimel Keiches and the Shir Shvarim is Gimel Keiches, what is the difference between Shvarim and Trua? So here from here again one sees that a Shever is not a Kol Pashat. A Shever is a Kol Shavar. And the difference between Shvarim and Trua is not a difference as far as the Shir Shvarim and Trua, but rather there's a difference as far as the Kol. That a Trua is a Kol Pashat, and a Shever is a Kol Shavar. And that is what differentiates between a Shever and a Trua, according to the Riva and the Rivam. The Gra, on the other hand, says that Tzorech Loimar Yud Ches, he also changes the Gersa in the Mechaber, that instead of your base, one has to be Gersa Yud Ches, but he goes on to say, Vav Davka, that's Vav Davka Yud Ches, Al Yeser Min Ches, the Shvarim Yeser Min Trua. In other words, the Goyin explains that the difference between Shever and Trua is that Shever is longer than Trua, and therefore that the Mechaber says Yud Ches is really Vav Davka, because the Shvarim themselves are longer than the Trua. In the Sefer Gvuras Aliyah from Rav Henkin in Siman Kof Samach Aleph, Rav Henkin says the following Chiddush. Rav Henkin says that really one does not have to change the Gersa and the Mechaber. One can keep our Gersa and the Mechaber as Yud Beis Trumitin Yud Beis Keiches. As Rav Henkin goes on to say that even like the Shita of the Yivon Yivom that say the Shir Trua is Gemol Keiches, but the Shir Shever is less than Gemol Keiches, and therefore the Shir Shvarim Trua altogether only adds up to Yud Beis Keiches. As Rav Henkin goes and says that the difference between Shever and Trua has nothing to do with the size of Shever relative to the size of Trua. Really, the size of Shever is less than the Shir Trua. The difference between Shever and Trua, again, is that a Shever is a Kol Shover. So again, one sees from the Sfasemis' Pshan, the Yivon, Yivam, and so to Lachir from the Magen Avraham, and so to one sees by Rav Henkin, that the difference between a Shever and a Tkiah is not as far as the size of a Shever and a Tkiah, as far as how long a Shever is, but rather the difference is as far as the actual Kol is concerned, that a Shever, the Kol of a Shever, is a Kol Shover. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim. Is a shever the same sound as a tkiah? Just it happens to be that the shir shever is less than the shir tkiah, which is a shita of Tesis. On the other hand, the Ramban and Ocher Sotu and Sizn Rivan Rivam argue and understand that a shever is a kol shover. Now let's go on to the actual Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ask in a bravo b'kesari." Tkiah shoishet varim trua tkiah. Ravo was masak in the kesari. Tkiah shvarim trua tkiah. The moras monavshach e lua yawil yavet tkiah trua tkiah. Viginu chigana chavet tkiah shoishet varim tkiah. The mora answer is masafkale. Ravo was masupik e ginu chigana e lua yawil. Now to explain the suffix of Ravo, we find the tremendous machlekes harishenim. The Rosh in Siman Yod brings down a tshuva from Rav Haigoyin. The Rav Haigoyin was asked the following shaila. Now what happened till a Ravo came around? What was the suffix of a Ravo? Rav Haigoyin answers. There were some people that made Chua Yavavis Kalis, Umehem Oisim Yavavis Kvedim Shin Shvarim. Some people blew Tkia Chua Tkia. Some people blew Tkia Shvarim Tkia. Elu ve Elu Yoitzim Idei Chayvasam. Both were Yoitzim Idei Chayvasam because both Shvarim and Chua are considered a Chua. And really, there is no machlekes between the Menhagim. Either way, one is Yitzhi is Chiyuv. As Rav Haigoyin goes on to say that Chachamim shall halolu maidim him ki shvarim chuahim. They're also made that shvarim are considered a chua. And so to Chachamim shall halolu, the chum of the minig that blow tkiah shvarim tkiah, are also made a kiyuvav is chuahim. That tkiah chua tkiah is also good. Ukshabar bavo ra wa sakin takanish you call yisol isa maisa echad for yehei beineyem davar shaladjeites nurek chaluka. Bavo wanted everyone to be neg the same minig in order that it shouldn't look like there is a machlekes as far as how to explain Shua. That is a shita of Rav Haigoyin Pshat and our Gemara. The Rambam on the other end, the Perikimol HaLachabes, as we say, so is Madaik and Simon Tovkov Tzadi, and so too the Ramban and Mochamas argue on Rav Haigoyin. And they explain that Ravo had a suffix how one can be Yitze his Chiyuv of Tkiah, Chua, Tkiah. He had a suffix how to explain Chua. Does Chua mean Chua, that we consider Chua? Or does Chua mean Shvarim? Or does Chua mean, as Limar explains, both Shvarim and Chua? As the Rambam says, Chua zu amura b'teira nestapek vanu basafek ufi oirech hashonim v'roi v'agaliyais ve'ein onu yoidim heyachi. The Ritva explains the suffix of a Ravo as follows. That the Teira said Chua, which means a kol nishbar, this Chua of the Teira is referring to kol nishbar k'derech sha'odam oisa b'shvarei. And therefore, it depends on each dor, what is the derech ha'adam. And since, as Ritva goes on to say, ki oyhoyu b'deiras ha'achinim reyriyim al shivorim k'derech harishenim, For that reason, Rav Avo was mesopek how to explain Shua according to his dar. And for that reason, Rav Avo was mesaken all different oifanim of Shua in order to be yetzei the Shua hamura b'teira, which is dependent upon the dar. That is how the Ritva explains the suffix of Rav Avo. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim in that the Gemara says Rav Avo had a suffix. Does that mean Avoda Suffolk, how one is Yetzi is Chiyav Tkiya Chua Tkiya, which is again the Sheet of the Rambam, Ramban, and the Ritva B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, or as Avhagoyin explains that there was no Suffolk. Really, one can be Yetzi is Chiyav in any way. Just Avoda was coming to Masakan a Takana in order that it should not look like there is a Machlekes. Now let's go a little bit later in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down Mask of Horev Avira. The Duma, you really have a kamapsik shoshe shvarim ben chula tkiya. Had Rav Avo takana to make tkiya shvarim chula tkiya help, the Duma you really have a, and then he's being mafsik shoshe shvarim between the chua and the tkiya. And so too we find the Ravina's maskif. Mask of Ravina, the Duma gnuchi have a, maybe chua is gnuchi, but kamapsik a chua ben shvarim tkiya. So again, what was Rav Avo takana to make a tkiya shvarim chua tkiya? We find in the Ramban that the Ramban asked the following kasha from this Gemara on Rav Haigoin. Again, according to Rav Haigoin, either one is considered a chua. Both shvarim or chua are considered a chua. If so, the Ramban asks, how can both Rav Avira and Ravina both hold that there is a problem of hefsek? Either the shvarim are being mafsik or the chua is being mafsik. Either one is considered a chua. And since either one is considered a chua, it should not be considered a hefsek. That is the kasha of the Ramban on Rav Haigoin. The Ramban brings down that Rav Haigoin himself answer this kasha as follows. That the Gemara says is a palm of hefsek is not because he's making a kol, which is not a kol chua. Because again, either kol is a kol chua. The problem is that there cannot be any space in between the chua and the tkiya. As we find that the Gemara in Sukkah Daf and Daud and Aleph brings down Mishem Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tkiya, Chua, Tkiya is Achasi. That Tkiya, Chua, Tkiya is considered one kol, and therefore there cannot be any space in between the Chua and the Tkiya. That is a pshat in our Gemara, and so too we find that the Russian Simon Yud brings down from Rabbi Natan. The Rabbi Natan explains our Gemara that our Gemara says that there's a problem of hefsek is only based on that the Gemara is cheshesh uchatchila for the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that tkiya chua tkiya is one kol, and therefore there cannot be any space in between the tkiya chua and tkiya, based on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Natan goes on to say, since Lavach we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Yechanan says, Shama teisha tkiyas v'teisha shoyis b'yom yatsa, that there's no problem of a hefsek of space in between the tkiya chua tkiya. Therefore, b'di'eved, with a tkiya shvarim chua tkiya, one is yeitzei l'kol hadeyas. The Ramban and Mochamis on the other end argues and explains that our Gemara says that there's a problem of hefsek is not based on Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan, that halach is shama teisha tkiyas b'teisha shoyis b'yom yatsa, there still is a problem of hefsek. Based on the fact that even though a hefsek of time is not a problem, but a hefsek of a kol that does not belong is a hefsek even according to Rabbi Yechanan. And therefore, as Ramban goes on to say, since this kol does not belong, because either the kol is a kol of a chua or a shvarim, therefore, the other kol does not belong. For that reason, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, there's a problem of hefsek. Now, getting back to the Ikra Machlekes between Rav Haigoin and the other Rishenim, we find the following Ha'ara. Tosfos before in the Daf Gimel Beis brings down the following minig, that by Malchias, Echonis, and Shefes of Tfilas Musafin, they brew for Malchias Tkiya Shvarim Chua Tkiya, for Zechonis Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, and for Shefes Tkiya Chua Tkiya. The obvious kasha is, since Rav Avoh is a suffix, how to explain Chua? Taisus asks, they should have blown for Malchias Tkiya Shvarim Chua Tkiya, Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, Tkiya Chua Tkiya, and so too for Zechonis, and so too for Shofres, in order to be Yetzei all the Tzadim. According to Rav Hai, as a Tvon, Tshuva Simon Chav Tes explains, one understands very simply this minig, that no matter which Tshuva one blows, one is Yetzei is Chiyuv, and for that reason there was no reason to Masaken to blow all the types of Tshuva by Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres. Even if only blow one for Malchias, one for Zechonis, one for Shofres, he is also Yetzei. And as Ritva goes on to say, Ufichach kadei shalei latriach ha'atzibur da'ilanu ba'achas mihem. The Ritva adds, V'gam kadei she'isbar mitoich kach shekulam emes. By blowing Tashrat for Malchias, Tashat for Zechonis, and Tarat for Shofres, it is inspired shekulam emes. But that is only if one understands, like Rav Hai Goyin, that there was no real suffix in the definition of Trua. But if one understands like the other Rishayim, again, one has to understand Pshat and the Minig. And we find because of this Kasha, as Tesis brings down Abayim Tamas, Mishana the Minig, to vote Tashrat for Malchias, Tashrat for Zechonis, and Tashrat for Shofres. Based on that, as we said before, B'Shem Abayim Tam, that we are worried about Hefsik is only L'chatchila to be Cheshesh for the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yechanan, who the halacha is, can we say, there is no problem with Hefsik, and for that reason with Tashrat, one is Yetzei all the Sveikas. And therefore, Ben Atam said to be Noyeg to both Tashrat by Malchus, Tashrat by Zuchinus, Tashrat by Shofres. But again, that is only Golok Ben Atam that understands our Gemara according to Yehuda. The Ramban that argues, and the Ramban that understands that even like Rabbi Yechanan, the Hefsik of a Kol Acher is a problem, one has to understand, how does he explain that we do not blow all the types of Tshuas by Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres? We find that the Ramban Mochames says the following pshat, that the Chiyuv Tkiyos, one was Yetzei v'Tkiyos the Miyushav, Tkiyos he was Tekeah, before Tfilah, before Tfilah someone was Safen, that one is Tekeah by Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres is a halacha and hilchas tefillah. That there is a halacha, the Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres should be said together with a tkiah shofar. And for that reason, as long as one tkiah, true tkiah, was done kedinai, one has a kiyum of that one needs, that the Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres should be accompanied by a tkiah, true tkiah. That is the pshat of the Ramban. In Rav Henkin and Gvuras Aliyahu Siman Kofman Vav, we find the following Chiddush. Rav Henkin says that there is a fundamental difference between the Tkiyos, the Mu'umad, and the Tkiyos, the Miyushav, the Tkiyos that we blow by Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres. As Rav Henkin says, the Tkiyos of Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres of Rosh Hashanah he midin chatzaitzres. It is completely a new Chiyuv of chatzaitzres. And for that reason, Rav Henkin says one can explain the minig of Tashrat by Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres, even according to the Ramban. Even according to the Ramban that understands, like Rabbi Yochanan, a different kol is considered a hefsek, still, by blowing Tashrat by Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres, one is Yetzei, his Chiyuv, Tkiyah, Tshuva, Tkiyah, both by Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres. As Rav Henkin goes on to say, the kivan de midin chatzaitzrisu vay ichbason behefsek bin tshuva letkia. The only problem of hefsek is only by the regular chiyuv of tkia tshuva tkia. By this new chiyuv of chatzaitzris, there is no problem of hefsek whatsoever. And therefore, with tashrat, by Malchias, Zechonis, and Shofres, one will be yetzei even according to Ramban. Now let's go on to the next sugya. We find on the Gemara on a base, according to our Gersa, the following halacha. Tanya, if someone heard, Teisha tkiyos miteisha b'nei adam ke'echad lo yatsa. Rashi has the following kasha. We find the Gemara before in the Afkav Zayinim and Aleph, that trei koli mitrei gavi mishnami. Rashi goes on to change the Gersa. At the hachi gersinim abteisefte miteisha b'nei adam ke'echad yatsa. Tosis and the Ran argue on Rashi and say that even though Trekoli Mitregavi Mishdami, but over here there is another problem. The problem is Mishum de Enkam Betrua Pshuto Lefonel Pshuto Acharel Kivan Shakol Biachad. To explain the Shita of Rashi, one sees that Rashi understands that even though there is a Seder, and if one heard the Truah before the Tkiah, he would not be Yetzeh, but that is only if the Truah came before the Tkiah. If the Tkiah, Truah, Tkiah came at the same time, then one is Yetzeh. Tosis on the other hand, understand that there's a Seder that Tkiah has to come before the Truah. And for that reason, if one heard Tkiah and Truah at the same time, even though Trikolim Trigavi Mishnami, still there's a problem of Seder based on the fact that Tosis understands the Seder that the Tkiah has to come before the Truah. Rashi, on the other hand, understands as long as the Truah did not come before the Tkiah, one is Yetzeh, Yidei, Chivasei. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon Tkiyeh Seimakvis Uasu, Brache Seimakvis Uasu, Tkiyeh Seimakvis Uasu, Tkiyeh Seimakvis Uasu, Shoyim Akipurim Ma'akvis. Rashi explains that the Gemara says, Tkiyeh Seimakvis Uasu, Tkiyeh Seimakvis Ma'akvis, is referring to that Tkiyeh Seimakvis Uasu, Ma'akvin one the other. And as Rashi says, Baruch Hashanav Shoyim Akipurim, if one was Birech V'leitoka Lo Yotza, only by Shar Taniyos, do we say that Birech Voitaka is Yatza? Tosfos, on the other hand, the Daf Amud Gimel and Beis argues in Rashi and explains that we find in the Gemara that Tkiyeh Seibrachos Shoreshanu V'Shem Kippurim Ma'akvis is referring to the Tkiyeh themselves and to the Brachos themselves, but not that Tkiyeh and Brachos are Ma'akvis one the other. As Tosfos says, one sees from the Gemara Vayter, the Gemara says, let's say you have Shtei Hayaris, Ba'achas Teiken, Ba'achas Mavarchin, Hochin Amokim Shteiken, Vin Hochin Amokim Shmavarchin. Had the Brachas been Ma'akav the Tkiyeis, what would be the point to go Amokim Shteiken if anyways he's not Yetzeh's Chiv Tkiyah, based on the fact that according to Rashi, Brachas are Ma'akav the Tkiyeis? To answer Tosfos' Kasha and Rashi, we find Bar Palad in Yeshurun Chilak Tes, Afrei Samech Thawad, that says the following Chiddush. As far as the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is concerned, we find two psukim. First, we find the pasuk in Parshas Emor, which is a pasuk of Zichron Truah, and then a second pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, which is the pasuk of Yoyim Truah Yelachem. Rav Palad goes on to say that from these two psukim, we learn out two different dinim as far as the chiyuv of Tkiyah Shofar is concerned. That from the pasuk of Yoyim Truah, we learn out a chiyuv of Tkiyah, which is not connected at all to the brachos of Malchus, Echinus, and Shofar. On the other hand, as far as the Chiyuv Tkiyah, which is learned out from the pasuk of Zichron Truah, as far as the Chiyuv Zichron Truah is concerned, that is when we say that brachos are ma'akvin es hatkiyos, because only through tkiyos ubrachos is in iskayim the pasuk of Zichron Truah. And for that reason, if one has two places, one place to make brachas, and the other place are taken, the reason why one is hailach and mokam shet taken is because even though brachas are ma'akvenes at kiyas, that is only as far as the pasuk of Zichron Truah is concerned. As far as the pasuk of Yom Truah Yielachem, one is mechuyev in tkiyas, even without brachas. And brachas will not be ma'akvenes at kiyas, as far as the kiyum hadin of Yom Truah Yielachem. That is the teretz of Rav Palad. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara is medayik from our Mishnah that our Mishnah says Misha biyoch vachagach esmanu yeshever tekeim riyev tekeya. The Gemara is medayik taimad lo havo yeshever meikara. Havo yeshever meikara ki shoma luhu aseder brachos shoma luhu. That one is mechuyev to hear the tkiyos aseder brachos. The Gemara goes on to say loyamru ela v'chever ir. But this chiyuv to hear the tkiyos aseder brachos was only said b'chever ir. Now to understand what is called aseder habrachos, we find a seeming machlokes harishanim. The Gemara Vayter brings down the following kasha that Rabbi Gamliel asked the chachamim. Amar lehem Rabbi Gamliel, v'devreichem, what mashlich tzibur yored lefnei hateva? V'devreichem, that you hold, that k'shem sheshlich tzibur chayev kach kol yochid v'yochid chayev, why is a shvich tzibur yirid of Nea Teva? To explain the Gemara's Kasha, if the Gemara's Kasha is referring to Rishonah as well or not, we find a Machlokes HaRishonim. Some Rishonim warn that the Gemara's Kasha is referring even to Rosh Hashanah. Still, Rabbi Gamliel asked that with Vreichem, why is it necessary for the shvich tzibur to be yirid of Nea Teva? The Ran, on the other hand, argues and explains that the Gemara's kasha is only the rest of the year. On Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara never had a kasha. As the Ran explains, because on Rosh Hashanah there is a chiyuv to be takea al seder abrachas. One sees from this machlekes that there is a machlekes harishainim, if as far as the din seder abrachas is concerned, is that niskayim with the tefillah belachash of the tzibur, or only with the tefillah of the chazaras hashatz. Now to explain this machlekes harishainim, if the kiyum of seder abrachas is niskayim with the tefillah belachash of the tzibur, where one needs a tefillah of chazaras hashatz, so here they are arguing in that the Gemara says that this halacha is only halacha b'chever ir. How does one understand that the din of seder brachas is only b'chever ir? Is the pshat that there is halacha to be takeh al seder brachas is a chivas tzibur? That only a tzibur has a chiv to be takeh al seder brachas, but as far as kol yachid v'yachid is concerned, there is no chiv to be takeh al seder brachas. Is that the pshat in the halacha of chever ir, or do we explain chever ir differently? That the reason why there is only halacha of tkiyah seder brachas by chever ir is because only by a chever ha'ir does one have a tefillah of chazaras hashatz, which is considered a tefillah satzibur. That is the basis of the previous machlokes rishonim. Rishonim that understand that it's neskayim the halacha seder brachas even by the tefillah belachash, understand that one needs chever ha'ir is only because the chiyuv of aseder habrachas is a chayvah tzibur. And therefore, any time one has a tzibur, it is a sky in the din seder habrachas, even by the tefillas lachash of the tzibur. On the other hand, the Ran that understands that one needs a tefillas hashatz, understands that one needs chever ha'ir, is because only by a chever ha'ir does one have a tefillas hashatz, which is considered a tefillas hatzibur. As we find there, Moshe Sturmbach, Me'adam Uzmanim, Chilk Aleph, Simon Zayin, explains that there is a fundamental difference between when the Yechidim daven and the Tefillah of the Shlich Tzibur. The Tefillah Salachash of the Yechidim is a Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Tefillah of the Shlich Tzibur is a Tefillah HaTzibur. It is a Tzibur Dika davening. And the Takana, according to the Ran of Al-Seder HaBrachas, was nesaken by Tfilas HaTzibur, not by Tfilah B'Tzibur. And for that reason, only by Chever Ha'ir, the one has a Tfilas HaTzibur, do we say that it is neskayim the halacha of Al-Seder HaBrachas. Here, there's another nafkamina in the Shaila as well. We find a tremendous machlokes between the Beskerov, which is brought down in the Me'ad Bezmanim Chilk Aleph Siman Ches, and the Chazanish in Siman Kof Lamed Zayin Siv Katan Dalet. Biskrov said that in order for one to be Yitzeh the Chiyav of Al-Seder Brachas, one needs to hear Bereish HaShonah Chazaras HaShatz Komila from the Shulich Tzibur. Only then are the Tkiyas considered Al-Seder HaBrachas. Without that, one is not Yitzeh his Chiyav Tkiyas Al-Seder Brachas. Chazanish, on the other hand, argues. Chazanish says that even if one did not hear the brachas, he is still yetzei the chiyuv of al-seder brachas. L'chir, one can say that the basis of the machlokes of Beskerov and the Chazanish is dependent upon the previous shayla. Does one understand that there is a chayva sibor to hear tkiyas al-seder brachas? Or does one say that the halacha of al-seder brachas is a halacha in the tfilas al-tzibor? That one needs tkiyas by the tefillah satzibur. If one understands, like the first sad, that tkiyas aseder brachas has nothing to do with tefillah satzibur, but rather there is a chiyav al tzibur to have tkiyas aseder brachas, then the only way for one to have tkiyas aseder brachas is only if he heard all the brachas from the shlich tzibur. Without that, one does not have tkiyas aseder brachas. On the other hand, if one understands that one needs al-seder ha-brachas is al-locha in the tefillah sa-tzibur, as long as he is considered part and parcel of that tzibur, one will be yetzei his chiyav of tkiyas al-seder ha-brachas. And for that reason, the Chazanish understands that even if he did not hear the brachas, as long as he is part of that tzibur, he will be yetzei his chiyav of al-seder ha-brachas. Like the Chazanish goes on to say that Am Shevesodis, which are included in the Tfilas HaTzibur, as long as they would hear Tkiyas, even if they would miss the whole entire Shemina Esrei, would also have a Kiyum of Tkiyas HaSeder HaBrachas. Because again, They have a tefillas hatzibur with pkiyas because they are considered part of the tzibur that have a tefillas hatzibur, which according to the Chazon Ish is the kiyum din tkiyas al seder habrachas. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Yochid shoy toka chaveyrei teke aloi. But, Yochid shoy birech, ein chaveyrei mevarech alav. The Ran explains that even though we hold that kol habrachas kulan af al b'yishayotza maitzi, but tefila is an exception, as the Ran brings down from Yerushalmi that by tefila, one cannot be maitzi someone else. Based on that since tefila is rachamim, everyone has to be mevakesh rachamim for himself. The Ran goes on to say, "Miuhani mili b'shedei levarich." That's only if he knows how to make a bracha. Avo b'sheina yedea levarich haveroi meitziyai. Rashi, with the Ramascha d'Avadei v'Safek, we find the Rashi argues in the Ran, and Rashi understands that even if one does not know how to be mespalo, still someone else cannot be meitzihim b'tfilasei. Rashi says that only with a minion can the Shriach Tzibur be Moitzi, the Yochid, that does not know how to be Mespali, the Chivasi. Now to explain the Shita of Rashi, that even though one cannot be Moitzi someone else in Tfila, even someone that's not a Baki, still, but Tzibur, the Shriach Tzibur, can be Moitzi someone else, the Chivasi, we find there a Palad, again in Yeshurun, Chilak Tes, Dafresh, Sadi Tes, explains as follows. That the one is yoytzei his chiyuv with the tefilas hatzibur of the shliach tzibur is not midin shemeya ka'ina. The way one is yoytzei his chiyuv with the tefilas of the shliach tzibur is because since again the tefilas hashliach tzibur is a tefilas hatzibur, every single person of the tzibur is a chelak of that tefilas hatzibur. For that reason, even though one person cannot be mitzi someone else with tefilah. But over here, the way it is working is not that the Shriach Tzibur is being Moitzi someone else with a tefillah. But since one has a tefillah satzibur, the Mela, anyone who is considered a chiluk of the tzibur, is Yoitzei his chiyuv tefillah. As the power goes on to say, we find in Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Simon and Gimel Sif Yates that a ger can be a Shriach Tzibur. The Prima Golem asks, a ger is not included in Arvos. There is no rule of Kol Yisrael or Rivim Zahazeh. As far as the ger is concerned. If so, since he was ready yitzi his chiyuv by the tefilas yochid, how can he be mitzi a rabbi midei chivasan when he davens chazar sashatz? So Pallad said, based on his yisoid, one can answer the Prima Golem's kasha as follows. Again, that the Shriach Tzibur is mitzi is not that he's being mitzi other people midei chivasan for that one needs arvas. The way the Chazaras HaShatz works is that now the Tzibur has a Tfilas HaTzibur with the Chazaras HaShatz. And therefore, even though a Ger is not included in Arvos, still, one has a Tfilas HaTzibur. Now getting back to the Ran, again, the Ran explains that we say that one person cannot be Meitzi someone else, Yidei Chivasei B'Tfilah, is only if the other person is a Baki and can daven on his own. If he cannot daven on his own, then he could be Meitzi one has to understand what is the difference if he is a Baki or not. Why, if he is a Baki, do we say that one cannot be Moitzi as Chaveri de Chivase based on the fact that Tfila Rachami ve'inei bidin shivakash rachamim al Chaveri? And if he's not a Baki, that then he could be Yitzi as Chiyo Tfila through someone else. And Ochir, one can ask a similar kash on the Rosh. Rosh in Simen Yadalit says the following chiddush, that even though one cannot be Meitzi as Chaveri de Chivase b'tfilah, that's only if his Chaver did not daven at all. But let's say he davened, just he happened to forget something that is Ma'akev b'tfilah, say, then one can be Yitzi his Chiyuv with someone else's tfilah. Again, one has to know that if he forgot something that is Ma'akev b'tfilah, say, and he has to be Chizer u'mespalo, how does it help to be Yitzei his Chiyuv Tefillah through someone else? So to explain the Ran and the Rosh, I'd like to mark them with the following Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. We find the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel of Katan Beis. It is Medayik in that we weren't in the Gemara before, that Brachis or Ma'akveis Uazu, which Tesis explains to mean that the Brachis or Ma'akveis one the other. If one does not know one of the Brachis, then he is not mispalel any of the brachis. From here, the Magen Avraham is medayik. The only Berish Hashanah do we say brachis ma'akves uazu. As far as Shar Yemos Hashanah is concerned, as far as Shemina Esrei, the rest of the year, if he knows one bracha, he should say whatever brachas he knows, and we do not say that the brachis are ma'akves uazu. The Bialacha brings down that the Nar Shalom argues, is chiluk on the Magen Avraham. And our Shalom says by Shemayna Esrei, the rest of the year, the brachis are ma'ak v'su'asu. That the one sees in Gemara, that only brachis reshonim ma'ak v'su'asu, is coming to exclude the brachis that one is ma'isif on a tainis. There are six brachis that one is ma'isif on a tainis. Over there we say that brachis are not ma'ak v'su'asu. Whatever brachis one knows, one says. But by Shemayna Esrei, the brachis are ma'ak v'su'asu. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that even according to the Magen Avraham, that says that brachis of Shemayna Esrei the rest of the year are not makvis uazu, does not mean to say that one is yitze his chiyuv tefillah. In order to be yitze one's chiyuv tefillah, one needs all the brachis of Shemayna Esrei. All the Magen Avraham means is as far as bakashas rachamim. As far as bakashas rachamim, even if one missed out on some of the brachas of Shemayna Esrei, still one has a tefillah of bakashas rachamim with which one is yitze is chiyuv d'araisa of tefillah. From the Mishnah Berurah, one sees that there are really two components of tefillah. There is a chayves tefillah, and then there is a second component of tefillah, which is a tefillah of bakashas rachamim. According to the Mishnah Berurah, one can say that even though we learned that one cannot be mitis chaveri de chayvasai, again, that is based on the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, since Tefillah is Rachamim, one cannot be Mevakesh Rachamim Ba'ad Chaveri. That is only as far as the components of Tefillah of Bakashas Rachamim. But as far as the Chivas Tefillah is concerned, that one could be Meitzis Chaveri De Chivasai. And therefore one can say, that the Ran says, that one can be Meitzis Chaveri She'enei Baki B'Tefilasei, the Ran means to say that since he is Enei Baki, and he can't be Mevakesh Rachamim Bad Atzmai, at least let him be Yitzis Chiyuv Tefila with his friend Tefila, even though he'll be missing in the Bakashas Rachamim. And so too, as far as the Rosh is concerned, since he was Mespawel already, and as far as Bakashas Rachamim, he has a Bakashas Rachamim, just as far as his chiyuv tefillah is concerned, he was not yet yotzei his chiyuv tefillah. As far as his chiyuv tefillah is concerned, one could be yotzei dei chiyuv tefillah al dei chaveri. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says mitzvah betoken yoiser min ha-mevorchim. Ketzad, shtei ayores bachas teken avachas mevorchim hochen u'mokam sheteken vein hochen u'mokam shemevorchim. The Gemara asks pshita, hader eis hader abonon. As we know, there is a machlekes harishenim. As far as sveika deraisa chumra, is that minatira, or is that only midrabanan? Chira, according to the shitas that hold that sveika deraisa is a chumra minatira, how do the Gemara answer the kasha? It's still shvei pshita, even though it is only a suffik, but still sveika deraisa is a chumra minatira. So again, you have the same kash of the Gemara, Hader Eisa, Hader Abonon. The answer to this kash we find by Moshe Shtermach, Me'ad Muzmanim, Chilak Alf, Simon Gimel, that says the following Yisoid. That we say, Sveika, Der Eisa, Chumer Menatera, is only if at the end of the day, he will have a Vadei Kiyum Mitzvah Der Eisa. For example, by Sabar Kar Kriyashma, if he's not sure if he said Shema or not, so we say that he's mechuyev to say Shema again, because by saying Shema again, he will end up with a vaday kiyum mitzvah deraisa. On the other hand, in our Gemara, to go l'makom shetaken, he will not necessarily have a vaday kiyum deraisa, because it could be in that place he will not find taken. In such a case, we do not say sveika deraisa chumra minatera. That is a teretz of the me'ad muzmanim. Chira, one can say another teretz based on that one has to know that we say sveika deraisa chomer minatera does not mean the one is chayiv mitam vaday, or rather we say the one is only chayiv mitam safek. Lachira the shayla is machlokes Rambam and Ravid in Hilchas Mila Perakim Alachavav. If one has a safek chiyuv mila, does one make a bracha or not? Rambam says in Revorchin al Milas Andringanus, Kivan She Einai Zachar Vadai. The Ravid, on the other hand, argues, and the Ravid holds that one does make a bracha, based on the fact that he is Mechuyiv Misafek to be Mal. Achira, the Machlokes is based on the fundamental understanding on how one understands Sveika Dereis al Chumra. Does that mean that one is Chayiv Mitam Vadai, or do we say that one is only Chayiv Mitam Safek? If we are to say that one is only Chayiv Mitam Safek, for that reason the Rambam holds Ein Mevarchin. The Ravid, on the other hand, that holds one is Chayiv Mitam Vadai, therefore holds that one makes a bracha based on the fact that he is Mechuyiv Mitam Vadai. If one would say like the Rambam, that one is only Mechuyiv Mitam Safek, one can explain our Gemara as follows. That even if we'll say Sveika Dereis al Chumra Minatera, but since the Chiyiv is only Misafek, I would have thought that a Chiyiv Vadai Derabanan will take precedence over a Safek Chiyiv Dereis. And for that reason, it is no longer Pshita that Hay Dereis a Hay Derabanan, but rather I would have said that a Vadai Derabanan takes precedence over a Safek Dereisa. Kamashmon, that no, a Safek Dereisa takes precedence over a Vadai Derabanan, even though the Chiyuv Safek Dereisa is only a Chiyuv Misafek. Now, we have to know on the other hand, if one says that Safek Dereisa is a Kua Menatera, why Taka do we say that a Safek Dereisa takes precedence over the Vadai Derabanan? Well, the Chiyuv Safek Dereisa is only Medrabanan. To answer this kasha, we find the following chiddush in the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says that we say Sveika Dereisa Lekua Menatera is only if one has a Safek, if one was already Yoytze his Chiyuv. For example, in the case of Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Goy Kara Kriyashma, that he's not sure if he was Yoytze his Chiyuv or not, then we say Sveika Dereisa Lekua Menatera, and he's only Mechui Medrabanan to Machmer. On the other hand, if one knows Mitam Vadeh, if one's sure that he was not yet Yoytze his Chiyuv Dereisa, just he is not sure if he will be able to be Yoytze his Chiyuv Dereisa, like for example in our Gemara, he's not sure if he'll find Taikim or not, then we say Sveika Dereisa Chumra Minatera. This Fasemas goes on to say that this Shaila, if where one knows for sure that he was not Yoytze his Mitzvah, just he is not sure if he will be able to be Yoytze his Chiyuv Mitzvah, if we say Sveika Dereisa Chumra Minatera or not, is a Chira or Machlokes HaRishonim. We find the Machlokes, the Ran in Sukkah Daf Chaf Beis from a base, and Tosfos and Shabbos Chaf Aleph from a base. If as far as Sveika Derabanan is concerned, if one has a Sveika Derabanan, that generally speaking we say Sveika Derabanan Okua, what would be if one knows for sure that he was not yet Yetei his Mitzvah Medrabanan, but he is not sure if what he will be doing now will enable him to mekayim his mitzvah drabanan or not? For example, in the Ran's case, the Ran is talking about a case of Ruv on the seventh day, which is only a chiyuv drabanan, and now it is ben Ashmoshes. Do we say that even though it is only a sveika drabanan, he should take his Ruv? Because he vade was not yet yoytze his chiyuv Ruv on the seventh day, and therefore he should be neitzel his ruv even ben Ashmoshes? Or do we say no sveika drabanan okua? The Ran holds that we say sveika drabanan okua and he is not mechuyev to take the ruv. On the other hand, in Tosfos and Shabbos Nafchafal from a base one sees that if one was not madlik neres Chanukah kodem shetichla regom nashok, that one has a suffix, if one can still be yoytze his mitzvah or not, we say yadlek misafik, which as the Sfasemes explains is based on his yisoid, that since he vaday was not at yoytze his mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, even though with his hadlaka he has a safek now, if with this hadlaka he will be yoytze his mitzvah or not, still we do not say sveika drabanan okua and he is mechuyev to madlek. So again, this Sfasemes says that his yisoid is based on machlekes, the Ran and Tosfos. And just like we see in the Ran, that we say the klal of Sveika Drabanan Okua even where one vade has a chiyuv mitzvah, so to as far as our Gemara we should say that Sveika Dereisa is Okua Menatera. Rabbi Yashiv in Ha'aris explains that one can say that even according to the Ran also agrees to the side of the Svasemes, that where one has a Vadei Chiyuv Mitzvah, we say Sveika Dereis Elchumim and Atira. Only by Sveika Derabanan Kula does the Ran understand that one is not Mechuyiv to take a Luav. As Abayashiv explains that there is a fundamental difference between Sveika Dereis Elchumim and Atira and Sveika Derabanan Kula. Sveika Dereis Elchumim and Atira means that there is a Safik. Just Minatira, one is only Mechuyiv for a Vadei, not Mechuyiv for a Safek. On the other hand, Sveika Drabanon Lekula means in a Drabanon, one has a right to assume Lekula, and there is no Safek whatsoever. And therefore, Abayashu goes on to say that only by Sveika Drabanon Lekula does Ran say that one is not Mechuyiv to take a Luav, based on that by Sveika Drabanon one can assume that there is no Safek at all. On the other hand, by Sveika Dereis HaKul Menatayr, that the Suffolk remains, then we say this Vas Emes is Yisleid, that as long as he is Vadei Mechuyiv, even if one has a Suffolk, if through what he is doing he will be Mekayim his Chiyuv, still he is Mechuyiv Menatayr Midin Sveika Dereis HaKumra Menatayr. And therefore, Abba Yashiv says that even according to the Ran, one can say this Vas Emes is Teret, that over here everyone will agree that we say Sveika Dereisa Chumra Min HaTeira.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.